You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's House.
There went your thing, Jody.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. Ding dong.
I do love that. Ding dong.
Oh.
And we have guests today.
I know. Uh-huh. I was going to say that. So
ha-ha.
Let me say.
I'm catching on.
Let me say it first. Did you say tonight? Did you say we have guests tonight?
I said today.
Today. Oh, good.
Today.
See, because you're playing it off like it's actually in the daytime when it's not.
Yeah.
Okay. It is a Friday night when we are recording the podcast. And, I forgot to start my little timer thing. It's Friday night, and we've been to dinner with some of our very closest friends.
Yes.
And two of our closest friends have never met one of our other closest friends, and we all brought them together tonight. We have our friend Mark, whom I love dearly. From Eastern North Carolina, owner of Via Mark Advertising from the Bob 93.3 area. That's where we met at Bob 93.3. We've been lovers ever since.
You have.
Say hi, Mark.
Hi, brother.
Hey. And then we have Brian and Christy. We have known for over 20 years now because y'all old as hell.
Yes, we are.
Do you remember when we first met them and I thought they were rich yuppies because... Because we went to their baby's birthday party, and he got golf clubs for his birthday, and I was like, Jody, who are these yuppies?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. We did. And then, do you remember that? Oh, gosh.
And then he got to know us. He's like, they are so not yuppies. I remember I was scared for you to meet my husband.
You were. Yeah. You were scared.
But, and that was at a... it was at a country club kind of place, wasn't
it?
Where they had the
clubhouse.
Baby's birthday.
It was a clubhouse of your mother's.
Yes.
And father's home.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they're no longer together.
No.
God bless. No, they're not.
No, they're not.
Yeah. I didn't know that the next time we were around him, he's like skinning a possum and in the front yard and all kinds of stuff. So the yuppie stuff went away. He was like, I said, oh, wait, he needs the golf clubs to kill the possum. That's why they got his baby some golf clubs.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about that shower.
I did, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, it was his first birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the way y'all met was Christy is a teacher, and we had just moved to North Carolina where we live. And Christy had gone on sabbatical because she had gotten herself knocked up.
Yes.
But I remember when we were all in the shower together.
Yeah, when we all had that shower together. And then Christy was taking sabbatical, and Jody was depressed and miserable because she had moved to a strange place. And I was working, and she wasn't working, which she would think would be a good thing that would make her happy. But there's no pleasing her. Never has been any pleasing.
And we didn't have kids then.
No. Mm-mm. No. And so Christy left her classroom, and Jody was her substitute teacher for.
She saved the day.
For how long?
How long was that?
Because I was put on kind of a bed rest, and then you took over. So it was from beginning of school year till October.
Yeah.
So August till October.
So when you got there, how screwed up were your kids?
Well,
she's like, oh my gosh. Because Brian, I know she came home grabbing me, like, whoever that substitute was, she's nice. She's adorable. But my God, these kids are screwed. If I don't catch up, we get them where they're supposed to be.
But we're definitely going to let her babysit our kids.
Oh, yeah.
So then when Christy went back to work, then Jody started keeping their baby. His name's Gus.
Mm-hmm.
And he grown now drinking.
Yes,
yeah, he is grown.
Mm-hmm.
He grown. He 21.
He 21.
Yep. Yep.
He was fondly referred to as Fat Baby Gus.
Fat Baby Gus. He had a head the size of a windshield.
Trust me, I know. That baby was cute. Yes, he did.
So then when he got older, he became really skinny, wouldn't eat or anything, and Brian told me it's because I gave him a complex when he was a baby. He said, "Hey, you went around calling him Fat Baby Gus his whole life, and then he's got a complex about it. He won't eat."
Oh, gosh.
All right. So we got a lot of stuff to get into on the TJ and Jody's house today. And it's probably going to be funny because Christy is Jody's reality show partner that they watch all these reality shows together and everything. So there'll be a lot of things the ladies can relate to and a lot of things the men can make fun of. So it's going to be great. We'll get into it next.
TJ and Jody's house.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
TJ and Jody's house.
Oh, welcome back. I can tell this is going to be fun for me.
It will.
During the break, nobody's happy with the lighting in here. They're trying to figure out, it's too bright. Well, that's not bright enough. What am I drinking, Christy? What is this?
Swell.
Mighty Swell Peach Spiked Spritzer.
Yeah.
Was this for you? There was only one of these in here. Was it for you?
Honestly, I thought you might like it.
Okay, because you know I love it.
I know that you like the fruity drinks.
Yeah, and you know peach is my favorite.
She knew you liked that fruity drink.
I do. I love
it. Oh, I know.
Girl.
I like peach Jolly Ranchers.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Can't find peach Jolly Ranchers?
I've never even heard of
those. Is he on
those.
The phone or is he talking to us?
You never know. Oh, my.
And Mark, my friend Mark, and my friend Brian, they're drinking Bud Heavies. Mm-hmm. Like they're in some like extras in Smokey and the Bandit. Like, I haven't seen a Bud Heavy since your grandfather died, Jody.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, he'd suck them down.
Oh, I know. Bud and Heavy. I like that. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Because Jody used to drink. They said when Jody was a toddler, they'd say, "Go get," and how redneck is this? They'd say, go get Poppy a beer. And then laugh as she walked halfway across the room with it and then sat down and turned it up. I go, look at her. Don't drink all of Poppy's beer.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my
That's
gosh.
Sad.
I know.
Oh, well.
All right. So it is Friday night when we're recording this. We've been to dinner. We had delicious pizza, and
chicken wings.
I had and some wings, and I had to drink some homemade beer because that's all they had at this place we were at.
What was the beer called?
My beer was it was called a Pink Kitty. Is the kind of beer that it was, because I can't drink that old skunky homemade beer that y'all drink. And it is pink.
Pink
it really,
Kitty.
I don't care though. And then I'm not insecure about that.
Oh, I know, girl. I know you're not.
What's Mark talking about sitting over there in a Cam shirt, like Cam from Modern Family?
Got his, it does look like a Cam
it
shirt.
Is Cam.
Got his French cuffs turned up.
Cam.
You started it though. You started. But no, you look good.
You got the microphone.
Here, come get on this one. Come get on. You open to get on a microphone? Mm-hmm. Mark is an old radio guy anyway, and he knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
What years were you in radio on the radio, Mark?
1977 to 1982.
And y'all want to see something fun?
Oh, here we go.
Have Mark and me at a place naming songs as they come on. Who can name them the fastest?
We will whoop your ass.
We'd go home with every t-shirt in a bar. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Christy has the ability to watch more TV shows and, And she's not just a teacher anymore. You're a supervisor type person in the education system.
Instructional coach, yes.
Instructional coach mm-hmm. in the government indoctrination centers known as public schools.
That's it.
And she still has time to. You can't name a TV show on network or Netflix or any of the streaming things that she doesn't know about.
It's sad.
How do you do that? How do you watch that many and then still keep a life?
I neglect my husband.
Can't play tiles.
What tiles is it? He keeps talking about.
You know that little game I play where I match things? Isn't it called Connect Something?
Yes, Christy? It is.
And we connect things. We don't realize, though, like each game is about over 4.5 minutes.
And just keep going. And what was cool was on Jody's birthday trip on the flight back, she had her iPad. We were sitting beside each other. And she went, look at this game I found. And I went, oh, my gosh, I did, too. And so it was so cool. We were both had the same game. I was so excited.
And so that's
you can color by numbers, and that's like
I do like to color by numbers.
Oh, that's fun too.
And a jigsaw puzzle on.
Oh yeah, you know I got carpal tunnel from that from the jigsaw puzzle on the iPad.
Jody did so many puzzles on the iPad that she got carpal tunnel syndrome.
Carmel, I got carpal tunnel. Did you know that?
I did.
It was more like a tennis elbow, even though it wasn't tennis involved, but it was like that. Like, yeah, for me doing so many puzzles.
So maybe I need to not do so many.
Well, right. You're okay if you don't have it.
So you see that?
If you
you see that, Brian? There you are. He's an electrician, a commercial mm-hmm. electrician. And he's up on ladders 30, 40 million feet in the air every day, risking his life. And your wife is at home risking her life by playing puzzle games on the iPad. So she's just as much at risk as you are.
Oh, yeah. Nothing I like more than walking in the door. She's got the iPad. Trying to match a damn tile.
He was
it's
mad.
It's so exciting when you do. It's very hard to get to each level.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, my gosh.
Needless to say, it's 7 o'clock, and I haven't had any supper. And it's like you can pick something up on your way home if you want to. I'm just matching tiles.
This was last night, and he came home, and I was sitting on the couch matching tiles, and he was not happy. Because he went outside to mow the yard, and then he came in, and I'd already asked, "What are you going to pick up something for dinner?"
I love how y'all call it matching tiles. How do we come up with that name?
That's what he calls it.
What is matching the game tiles. Called?
What's it connect, called? Connect. Yeah. Something. Connect something. It's just.
Well, how are you obsessed with something you don't even know the name of?
I don't know. It happens.
It is. But you know what? We can multitask because we can do that. We can watch our reality shows. Yes. Anything on TV, we can do it.
Yeah. We can talk to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mark's single.
What?
Mark is single. So he doesn't know what at all we're...
No, I'm sitting over here, the old man in the room going, what the hell are they talking about? But I'm just going to keep my mouth shut because then I don't look stupid to everybody in the room.
It's these little puzzle games they play on their iPads like children.
I don't care.
Pull your chair up here, Mike, so you don't have to walk.
I know, Mark, you sound like you have on high heels.
Yeah, he does.
Clonk,
he's wearing crabbing across the room.
So what is y'all's big time? What are y'all's reality shows y'all are into this time of year?
Oh God, there's so many. Mm. We both love Jersey, don't we?
Housewives uh-huh. for
uh-huh.
sure.
Uh huh. We yeah. watched Dallas. We talked at dinner. We discussed that we watched Dallas.
Yes,
this week.
Housewives.
You mean like with JR and Sue Ellen?
No, but next week they're going to South Florida.
Oh my gosh, I
the
saw
Real
that.
Housewives of Dallas are
that.
Going for a murder mystery dinner yes. at the South Fork Ranch.
Yes, it even had like the layout where JR
yes, they
who
did.
Killed him.
Now that's something that y'all don't have in common. That's something Christy and I do have in common is that she likes true crime stories.
Oh, right.
And yes.
Jody doesn't like that.
No, I'm
if
scared.
If it's on TV, she likes.
If it's on TV, Christy.
Well, and I've decided when I retire from education, I'm going to get my license and become a private investigator, and that's what I'm going to do.
Well, maybe you mm-hmm. two could go into business together.
I'm ready.
But Christy,
I'm
growing ready. Up, you always fantasized about being in show business, didn't you?
A little.
Uh-oh. Let's do tell some of these stories,
a
Christy.
Little bit. I used to have, yes.
Let's talk about the love.
It's called an imagination.
She always wanted to be in Greece. You pretend to be like you were in Greece.
But may I tell you that for Jody's birthday, I let her be Sandy.
Yeah.
In Summer Nights, and I was Danny.
Because we were getting ready to sing it on karaoke. And I said, listen, I'm Sandy tonight. It is my birthday. Because she always gets to be Sandy.
Okay, Danny, though, that's not the whore, right? That's Rizzo.
Oh, that's usually who Jody
and
plays.
And that's usually me.
Why do I never get Rizzo?
I'm usually Rizzo.
I never get Rizzo.
I'm Rizzo.
When she's doing grease around the house, she's the brushing, brushing, brushing.
Don't trust me. I always get Sandy.
Well, I'm usually Rizzo.
You are.
No. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, yeah. So that, and then what else? What else do you like to act out, Christy? What else did you do?
When I was younger, I loved the Love Boat. So my house had a back deck, and I used to put on my mom's nightgowns. They were long, and I used to pretend that I was on the Lido deck in the nightgown dresses. And I would talk to myself or talk to my significant other on the Love Boat, pretend, and act out scenes I'd seen.
So you were a guest on the Love Boat, or you were one of the crew?
Oh, no,
were
no.
You Julie?
I was a guest.
Yeah,
oh.
Like one of the rich people.
Of course. Were one of the guests.
I was a guest, because Julie never really had the beautiful.
Julie was a laser.
Mm. Julie had that little bowl of Dorothy Hamill. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bless her. She had some teeth that needed fixing, but...
You know who I didn't like on the show was Captain Steubing's daughter.
Oh, yes.
I always thought she was out of place on this.
She was. And really, who lets her daughter live on a cruise ship? And did she ever go to school? Because I don't think so.
And those cruise ships were sexy. I mean, they were very sexual.
They always went back in the evenings to have a nightcap.
Yeah. And how was Doc getting it on with all the women?
He was the Doc because D-O-C.
I know, but he wasn't handsome.
But don't you think
all.
Isaac at the bar would probably get more ladies than Doc?
Not on that Love Boat.
Let me tell y'all my Isaac story. What's his name? Ted Langley.
Yes, it is.
One year when we were in Huntsville, Alabama, in the late 90s, it was a popular thing for radio shows when it was somebody on the show's birthday to get celebrities to call on the air and wish them happy birthday.
Mm.
So I'm not an organizer type person, but it was Ace's birthday and I was going to get all then. We didn't have a producer back then. We didn't have anybody on staff. It was just Ace and me. So I somehow called around to these other radio shows that we do and got these celebrity numbers on how to, you know, get them on the show. And I was calling and asking if some of these people would call Ace on his birthday and wish him happy birthday on the air. I called Ted Langley and, you know, Isaac from the Love Boat. And he was the biggest jerk.
What?
He was. He goes, well, I mean, I can do that if you're going to pay me.
What?
Oh, gosh. You think he'd be. Like,
I know. And Love Boat was gone. He hadn't been on anything in a while, which it makes sense that he's looking for, you know, any kind of paying that he can get. He goes, I'm just not going to do that for free.
I said,
oh, okay. Well, I said, I'm sorry then. No, Ted Lange was his name. Langley.
Yeah, because that one guy was the guy that was a photographer later on. He was the Married with Children, the good-looking guy. Ted something.
Oh, yeah, Ted.
Oh, yeah.
He was on Happy Days.
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
Oh, he sure was. Right.
But he was Roger on Happy Days.
That's right.
But yeah, Ted Lange, because I called him Ted Lang, and he corrected me. Maybe that was the first problem. But he said, yeah, I mean, I'll do that. But, I mean, if
Christy,
you're going to pay me.
Did you watch Fantasy Island after Love Boat?
Yeah.
Ooh, I was a little freaked out about that.
I freaked out, but my parents for a while wouldn't let me watch it. They wanted me to go to bed, but then I started watching it. And
yeah.
But then I think, yeah.
It was weird.
It's weird. They remade that into a movie not long ago, like one of those cheaper production companies.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, they did.
Of course you know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well.
Okay, what else do y'all watch?
It was produced by Vivid.
Whatever that is.
It's a porn company.
Vivid, oh, nice.
Vivid porn.
Nice.
I wouldn't know that. Uh-huh. Okay.
Uh-huh. That wasn't Mark, by the way.
We watched
that
was so Brian. Many.
Thank you.
Oh, my. What else is there that you watch? Summer House.
Oh, yeah. I'm loving Summer House. We watch all of those Bravo shows.
But you also talked about that new one, the little blended families.
Yes, I do. I told her she needed to watch that.
How many little people shows do y'all watch?
I watch. What do you watch? I watch Little John, Seven Little Johnstons.
Yeah.
And I watch, oh God, what's that family on the farm?
Oh.
Oh my goodness, the Roloffs.
Yes, because mom and dad divorced.
Yes.
Yes. I'll be honest, I watch the reality and I love it, but I've also, the true crime is really, yeah. I mean, 48, I mean, what is it?
The first 48.
And the Oxygen Channel's become like my new little favorite. Yeah. And
what is the one Snapped?
Oh yeah,
that's a good one.
That is a good one.
But Jody's the only woman I know that doesn't get into the true crime show. Usually it's just women and me in the room talking about
I'm all about the podcast, the true crime podcast.
See, I can't do that. Well, they're boring.
And I just got, you know, I listened to the one, the girl, they just found, they arrested the guy out in California, mm-hmm. from 92 or 93 or something. It was 96. I don't know. He killed the girl. Like, they researched
him. I saw that on the news.
Yeah.
Or
I listened to that podcast, and the whole time I'm like, I can't believe they haven't arrested him. Now they have.
So, but didn't you, Christy, didn't you go to a, haven't you been to those dinners where you solve the mystery and the whole thing?
Yes. I've got those cold case files. I order them off Amazon, and they are so cool. It's like a real case. They have like authentic looking newspaper articles and all these artifacts and a coroner's report, and it's very cool. And actually, I bought two more that I made my family do with me during the quarantine.
By the way, it's not a real case. It is a fake case.
It's really fun. No, not everyone else thought it was fun. My neighborhood friend ladies think it's fun, but my two college boys and my husband do not.
So what she means by that is her husband and her two boyfriends.
Yeah.
Her husband and her two college boys.
Yeah, my two college boys.
you might like that game.
No, because
you want it to be real.
No, it's not that. I like watching it on TV. I like the pictures and the videos it goes with. That's why I can't listen to any true crime podcasts.
But this one has the visuals for you.
Videos?
They have little videos. They have magazine. There's a lot of things on there. I'll give you one that I've already solved and let you play with it and see what you think.
There was no video. It's all reading.
Oh, reading.
He's out.
I'm out on the reading.
He's out.
It's all reading.
If it's reading, no, he's way out.
Mm-hmm. No way. I was going to go to this convention in Nashville a couple of years ago, way back before COVID, where they had, it was a true crime convention. And they had special, you know, guest speakers like the people who star in the reality shows about crime, like the one that plays Detective Joe Kenda in the reenactments on Homicide Hunter.
Yes.
And Nancy Grace was one of the speakers and all that. So it's just a whole weekend of nothing but true crime documentary people doing seminars and stuff.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Well, y'all know my friend Susie did that. She was like a detective or something on... Is it ID? Real ID?
Yes, I saw that episode.
I knew you did.
Well, she was the cop.
I knew you did. Yeah.
She did.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Y'all want me to get her in here as a special guest? Y'all get excited?
It's called Investigation Discovery, Jody. Oh, my God.
Come on, Jody.
You're so stupid.
Sorry.
You're so stupid.
Oh, my gosh.
Stay in your lane. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You're such an idiot. I can't believe you're such an idiot.
Such dorks. Y'all are nerds.
Oh, my gosh.
You're so nerdy. All right, moving on, because this will go on and on with you, too, and I can't deal with it.
You can't.
No.
Hey, Christy, can you even imagine this? My beautiful friend Mark here.
Oh.
You can go to his house, one of his houses, wherever he is, and stay with him for days at a time, and the TV won't even get turned on.
What?
Yeah.
It's nothing but music.
Awesome.
I love it.
The time.
Just music.
And it's jazz. It's 70s.
I mean, I love that.
Everything. Jody and I went and stayed with him at his mountain house a couple months ago. Yeah. And we left, and I said, you realize we didn't turn the TV on the whole weekend? Jody goes, yes, I did, and I loved it. But But she loves. She watches way more TV than I do.
You realize too, you survived. It was fabulous, fabulous, Mark.
One time I was there as for a guy's weekend, and it was a Saturday, and he turned the LSU game on for me, and it was killing him to sit there and watch TV.
I bet.
It wasn't killing me at all. No, I am so happy to be able to bring pleasure to your life that I was willing to sit through whatever the hell that was you were watching.
And it's like, I always know that it's time to wake up when I hear boom, 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 boom.
I know, and I love that. Every morning I'd be like, oh, there's some music. I love it.
It's soft jazz music.
Yeah,
it's a in great the morning. It's a great way to welcome the day.
Yes,
right? But I get it. Even if you don't, if you're not watching the TV, it needs to be on.
I like to have that. Yeah. It didn't. It was on. The background. And then his birds. He has all the birds.
Yeah, he watches birds like an 80-year-old woman.
He's a fancy bird feeder.
20 bird feeders and orchids. And
he does have orchids.
He's a very sensitive man.
I dig the American goldfinches, guys. Hummingbirds. I mean, who can't love a hummingbird?
Oh, I do love a hummingbird.
Do you know the hummingbird is the only bird that can fly backwards?
Yeah.
Are you aiming that at me?
Yeah. And a crawfish swims backwards. So. But Christy, when's the last time you've gone an entire day without turning the TV on?
When you were with me at my party.
Well, actually, I turn the TV on at night.
Because is that the first night when you had your, and I do quotes, headache?
No,
and
really.
She texts me and goes, I'm sorry, I have a headache.
I did
and
have
I'm going
a
to bed.
Headache.
I was like, girl, I know you damn well in there.
Let me tell you, Jody calls me out of my crap all the time. Because if I don't want to go somewhere, I make excuses. And she's like, just say you don't want to go somewhere.
I'm like, stop the crap. Right,
let me tell you, and John and Joan Q, listener, you can use this in your lives, too. It's a little code that we have. And only people who listen to TJ and Jody's House will know this. And you can be cool and use it on your own. And we got it from Christy. If we decide not to do something, we call it, we spilled the honey. Because we were at church one time, and Brian and Christy were supposed to be there, and we left church and said, we wonder what happened to Brian and Christy. She said last night they were coming to church. Jody called her, and she goes, oh, everybody was just in a bad mood this morning, and we were running behind, and I opened the pantry, and the honey had spilled all over the place. So I knew by the time I cleaned it up, there was not going to be time to get to church.
So now we say spill the honey.
Yeah, so that's the excuse you get for not wanting to do something.
Y'all spill the honey. Y'all never live that down. At my funeral, y'all be talking about that.
Hey, I swear we will.
But she is the... But Mark, Christy is the queen of making plans to do. Like, she's all gung-ho.
Oh, yeah. And she's the worst.
When it comes up and it's time to go, she's like, oh, I don't want to do that.
And if I make plans with her and I know, like, we've made it in advance, and if I see it's kind of cloudy and rainy, I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm waiting on that phone call because she got a headache or some kind of crap.
And look, Christy,
but
just
so
you know,
I don't fall for it anymore.
You know, I'm there saying, it's understandable. Don't... Because that's me, too.
Doesn't help you.
I commit to
that
doing...
That does not help you.
I commit to doing stuff all the time that I cuss before I go do it when it comes around.
But I'll tell her flat out.
I will say that I've learned I can't back out on you for sure. Come hell or high water, I will be there.
She's like, she gonna call me out.
But let her do it. Who cares? Don't let her bully you. Christy, just say, I spit Congo. Hey, look, I spilled the honey. Deal with it.
Well, my mother, kindly referred to as Mama D, she does that a lot. And so I'll be honest, that's one of the things I found that I don't want to do that.
Oh, she makes excuses.
She does. So yeah. I don't.
Oh, come on. Don't let her fool you. Seriously.
We don't. Mama D.
But I still do. But I will say, my friends, I mean, I have friends that don't know me as well as y'all do. And
oh, I bet.
And you'll come over.
Yeah.
And they'll always go, oh, she's been teaching all week. Surely she's stressed
and I'd be
out.
Going, sure.
Yeah, she hadn't been in the classroom.
And I'm thinking, right. And I'll even make it easy for her. I'll say, we can go eat right after you get off work. Like, you don't even have to go home. We'll go real quick. Because I said, remember the other day I went out with her for her birthday, and I said, I like going out with Christy. You go at 5 o'clock, you eat, you're home before 7, everything's good.
We're out there with the blue hairs, baby. Have our dinner and be home in our pajamas playing our tiles on the iPad.
Yes.
So
already with
that. Yeah, yeah.
So we had already had the thing planned tonight because we haven't seen Brian and Christy together as a couple in a while because mm-hmm. Brian's difficult. And so we already had it planned, and we were going to this pizza place that we love to eat pizza and hang out and then come do the podcast. But then Mark texted me the other day and said, hey, I want to try this pizza place y'all been talking so much about. And I just woke up from a nap and I'm like, what is this silly ass saying? Are you, were you coming to visit or are you, what are you saying? He goes, yeah, come.
So, but it was weird that we already planned to go to that.
So I said, Jody, just, you know, tell, Christy that Mark's gonna be going with us because they'd never met before, and she goes, well, I'm, you know, she'll be fine with that. She goes, I mean, if she goes.
I said, I don't know, what's the weather forecast for Friday? I mean, if it's a drop of rain, she ain't coming.
Oh Lord.
She gets home on Friday and kicks her shoes off, she's not getting
I know.
I always get nervous too, like, because if we have plans and I see your name come up on my phone, I say, oh hell, what's she coming up with now?
Oh yeah. I've learned. I don't know if y'all know, but Jody can be scary, so I want to make sure that I'm.
But that's what I'm saying.
No, I'm not.
I'm teasing. No, but no.
Just call and go, hey, deal with it, girl.
No, she knows.
That's what I
say. I will tell her.
She would.
That's what I tell her. Shut up.
But we don't get together as much as we used to. Well,
because you're mean.
No,
but Jody's the kind of person that literally, and I have done this, come to your house in my pajamas and my slippers and just be fine.
Yeah, we don't care.
But she wasn't home and. And it was lingerie,
say that.
Pajamas, technically. She comes home, you're running out of the house in a G-string and some high heels.
I'd rather get together with my friends in comfy clothes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Casual, relaxed.
Nice wear them for somebody.
Well, but that is a good thing about like people that you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
You just can just not worry about it.
That's right.
Oh. Remember when you had that wardrobe malfunction in our pool?
I thought about that. Oh, my gosh.
Brian, do you remember that?
So this was, I mean, we were friends, and then our kids, like, toddlers and stuff, so we didn't really see each other that much.
Right.
But then when Lainey started to kindergarten, we kind of started seeing each other more.
Yeah.
So we got together. It had been several years. We were at their house, their pool, swimming, and we were... And I accidentally went underwater. And
No. The way it happened was I was going to take your picture. Y'all were in the pool, and Brian was holding you up, like he's like to carry you across the threshold.
That's right.
And while he's holding you, and I'm getting ready to take the picture, he starts dunking you up and down in it. And so when he does that like three times, and when he picks you up, and then it's time to take the picture, I snap the picture. And I froze. I froze. I said,
that was a titty.
Because it was on one of those old digital cameras, you know.
Just
and I said, Jody, come here.
I said,
because I wouldn't look back at it. I just said, I think I just caught a wardrobe malfunction. And of course, Jody looks at it and just goes, yeah, anyway, it was completely out.
I mean, it was full out. Get some sun.
And you know, and you know the bad part about that, Christy, is that I have a photographic memory.
Oh my gosh, I forgot. That's true. Oh God.
Oh gosh. I'm looking for it on the internet.
No, please. Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
That is funny.
Until this moment, yes, that's, oh wow, yeah.
You never realized that about my photographic memory.
I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Because whatever I see, I can't unsee. And it's not so great sometimes, you know, like when I still see my mom holding a gun on my dad in the front yard when I was 8. But then I also see your boobs. So it balances out.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.
Let's go. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Woo.
Okay. I honestly don't know if this is going to make it to the air or not.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
It's out of control. I don't even know. Is this too inside for people?
No.
You think the people will find this amusing?
They love it.
Talking about your friend's booby hanging
yes,
out.
Yes.
Or lack thereof.
Yeah. They like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But see, that's why this new house we're building, it's going to have a pool. We got to make sure of that.
Oh, my.
We got to get a pool back up in here.
Woo. Uh-huh. Imagine. Uh-huh. Mm. Wow. That'll be fun. Be a little different then.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we're at that age now. It's not. I don't know if my husband can pick me up like that anymore.
And then he's going to hand me the phone to look at. I'm going to say, wait, I got to get my Raiders.
Yeah. And that's how damn old we are. It wasn't even a phone.
Wait, hang on. I got to get my Raiders. It was one of those little. Is that a booby?
I think it was Lainey's camera. It was a pink Canon.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I remember. Camera. I remember, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's so weird.
That's a small screen.
All right, hold on a minute. Go ahead.
Our son's calling.
Answer.
Should I answer?
Yeah. See what he wants.
Hello. Hey. Doing the podcast.
Oh. Is he in jail?
You need something?
Bail.
Oh, you good? Okay, we're good.
I almost got it.
Right, checking up on y'all. Mm-hmm.
All right, bye-bye.
What a sweet boy you have.
What would he say?
Where are y'all? Oh, y'all good? Yeah? You good? Okay, yeah, bye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what's going to be fun, though? Is he's going to college, and he's going to be 22 minutes or 23 minutes away from Uncle Mark.
We are going to learn so many things together.
Great. Great.
So Mark spends half his time in the mountains, and Aiden's going to Western Carolina University, and Mark's mountain house is not far from there.
Mm-mm.
And so there's no telling.
And as a mother, you would think that would be comforting. Not so much.
Make sure that, you know, you call Mark for if you need anything in an emergency, call Mark.
Mm-hmm,
and he's
mm-hmm.
like, okay, well, when I need some emergency weed, some emergency crack and meth and
oh my goodness,
and prostitutes,
I recommend edibles.
Great. So great.
Oh yeah. My. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, if he's like me, when he needs an emergency peach seltzer.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
That screams man like that.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I used to be on a mudslide kick. That was good.
Oh.
Ugh.
What?
That's too much.
You know those TGI Friday dreamsicle mudslide kind of things, but they were made. They were orange cream.
Orange cream, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you like those, Jody? Did you like those? Because you like dreamsicles.
So yeah, like I do. Sweet though, drinks.
Yeah, not drink, not mine.
Oh, well, let me tell you what she did.
Oh gosh, what did I do?
We went to. Of course, you know she had to have two birthday trips. Okay. She's wow. Still celebrating her birthday. It's been a month and a half now.
Yeah.
It's been a month and a half.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So. She scammed two big birthday trips, one with all of you girly mm-hmm, friends, mm-hmm. and then another weekend had to be gone with her, our friend, my little friend Jenny, who's not girly, who wouldn't have gotten along with all the girly women. So we went to Chattanooga, which people don't realize what a cool, fun town Chattanooga is.
It is.
So we go to this place Saturday night, her birthday night, for this wonderful dinner. And they had a fancy bar. I mean, their bar was awesome. Just incredible. And Jody ordered a dirty martini, extra dirty martini.
Mm-hmm.
Sucks it down.
I don't think I sucked it.
You sucked it down for a martini, a dirty martini.
Okay.
So I ordered an old fashioned, a bourbon drink. It's pretty strong, and this one was strong. And I'm sipping it, and we're eating, and you don't just guzzle an old fashioned. So I sit it down on my left side, which is the side Jody was sitting on, and they take our, you know, plates away and all, and she's just talking, like holding court, and she's going, and she picks up my drink and starts drinking. And I didn't say anything. I just sat there, and then she literally keeps talking, and I'm watching her drinking, and then she goes, last minute, y'all ready? I said, okay, well, I guess you're going to finish my drink for me. She goes, what? I did, didn't I?
Well, yeah, we're ready.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
Because everybody, we've been sitting there.
Yeah, we turned 50.
We've been sitting there listening to her speak for 5 minutes straight. It's like, you know, she's Dr. Martin Luther King giving a speech. We're just looking at her, and I'm thinking, is she going to drink my whole thing? Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Well, y'all ready? Like we've been holding everything up.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, oh gosh! I know. And I said, you know, that's the for the 50-year-old to wake up the next day after her birthday and have a stamp on each hand from two different clubs.
Yeah, there were two. Like she wanted music and she wanted to dance.
Yes, I do. So there you know was that. A, oh, yes. You know that.
There
yes.
was a country bar. She got out there line dancing with all these country people, country where the cowboy folk go to boot scoop boogie.
Uh huh.
And then right next door was a '90s club, dance club. So
I was in heaven.
Oh gosh!
By the time we got next door to the '90s club, there was a $10 cover charge.
Yeah, there was.
It's like oh.
Oh, we got into, and when we were in the country bar, they played Footloose.
Yeah. Oh,
you know I was going crazy.
You know you are your 80s girl.
I know. Oof. I loved it.
Yes.
So quickly, Christy, what was the highlight of Jody's big 50th birthday trip to the beach?
I'm going to be honest. It was the best time. These were some women I knew, some I didn't really well, and great, great women. And Jody, watching Jody have the best time. Acting a fool, but it was, we all acted a fool, but singing, dancing, it was great.
And she could have never had that kind of fun if I would have been around, could she?
Yes, she could have. Yes, she could have.
Everybody, all of y'all sending me these videos and pictures and everything, and I'm sitting there, you know, with a beer balanced on my belly watching Law and Order Marathon. I'm going, well. I can't compete with
that. It was a blast.
It was so much fun. It was a beautiful house. Thank you very much. And it was fantastic.
You know, and I was talking to the different women on the radio, on the podcast, and then everybody was sending me these stuff, and they kept saying, this house is gorgeous. Thank you so much. Thank you. And I'm going, how much did I pay for this damn house?
It was awesome. And the little, well, it wasn't little, big hot tub slash that man. Probably was the best time we
it
had.
It was.
It was just, it was fun.
Y'all tickling each other and braiding each other's hair.
Yeah. Pillow fights and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And they had lights that changed colors.
Yes.
It was awesome.
It was fantastic.
Okay.
It was so good.
It did look like a fraternity party when we woke up the next morning.
Do you remember the cars driving by too on the road? Because the hot tub thing was in the front and the cars driving by yelling at us because we were so loud.
Yeah.
I know you were shocked by that.
Loud and with your boobs hanging out.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, thank you for letting me come to your house.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for visiting.
Being part of it. When boy moves off to college, we're actually going to be doing it from our house then. So you can just stop by on your way home from school.
It depends if it's raining.
Yeah, that's right. And thank you, Marky, for being so sweet.
Yes.
He is a true gentleman.
He is.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, and then Brian just came back in from the toilet. All right. We'll talk to you next time.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.